Hey, welcome, my friends, to Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm your high performance coach, and I am thrilled, I'm honored, and I'm grateful that you're listening in. I appreciate all the feedback you're sending in. Send me those suggestions. I'll do the research, and I'll deliver for you. Because I believe in the power of personal development and must constantly challenge and renew my own energy and my commitment to my clients and to myself. And by doing this podcast, it helps me better serve you because it keeps me on my toes. So once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. 2024, the new year, is upon us. It's here. And some of you may just be wiping away the sleepiness of the last few weeks. You might still be in that Christmas coma, if you will, or holiday season coma. And some of you may be just coming out of hibernation and discovered, wow, it's a new year. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new year. It's a fresh start filled with infinite, infinite possibilities. And as we bid farewell to the challenges of the past, it's time to harness the power of our ambitions and desires to create a year for you that defies all expectations. Yes, this is the year where you can transform your dreams into reality, supercharge your personal and professional growth. So my question is, are you ready? Are you ready to unleash your full potential and make this year, 2024, your most extraordinary yet? Good. So look no further. I'm going to give you some ideas today on this podcast that may be your guiding light and provide you with some action items so you can start your journey of self-discovery and achievement, and you can raise your ambitions to live a fully charged life. So the first thing I want you to do, and I know we've been going over it a couple of times now, but it is really to reflect on the past and visualize your future. We don't do that enough. So before we dive into some of these action items, I want you to take a moment to reflect on the lessons and the experiences of the previous year. Celebrate your achievements, no matter how big, no matter how small. And identify the areas where you wish to grow. So, my friends, what are your deepest desires and aspirations for the coming year, for this year? And this is where it all begins. It begins with our desires. So write them down. And I want you to think about visualizing them in vivid detail and believe in their eventual manifestation. Many of you think that you can't visualize, and let me just explain how easy it is. All of us have done some daydreaming now, haven't we? Of course we have. So if you can daydream, you can visualize. So right now, think of your car. Is it red? Is it black? Is it white? Think of your car. Something pops into your head, and you can see it clearly. And visualization is just more structured and direct, whereas daydreaming is casual and random. So visualization and creative visualization will help you in your new year. So here's the action item. I'd love you to set aside some time for uninterrupted reflection. Go hide in a closet. Go to the park. So write down your achievements from the past year and craft or create a compelling vision for your future. Visualize the person you want to become and the goals you desire to achieve. Think about, where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? Think of those things. Just visualize them. And number two, so I want you to look at thinking about setting some clear goals and develop routines. Routines, because ambitions and desires without routines, you're just running around in a little awkward way, not knowing what to do. So turn your aspirations into tangible goals. Remember, ambitions or desires without a clear plan are merely fleeting dreams. Yes, I said that. They're just merely fleeting dreams. You have to have a routine. So break down your goals into manageable steps and create a routine that will guide you through each milestone. So your routines should be flexible enough to navigate some unexpected changes as you know we're going to have them while remaining focused on the ultimate objective that you're trying to achieve. So routines. So the action item for you is to identify three significant goals that you want to accomplish this year. And then what are the routines that are going to support you? So break down each goal into actionable steps and create a timeline and the tasks for completion. Remember that small, consistent actions lead to significant transformations. It is the compound effect. It's just like putting a penny in the bank today. 10 years is going to be worth a lot more than a penny. The compound effect, small, consistent actions lead to significant transformations. And here's one of my favorites. Number three, cultivate a growth mindset. This is my favorite thing is I got to have a strong mindset. I have to challenge my mindset to stay strong. And it does require daily action to stay focused on my desires and my ambitions. And so the routines that I have are supporting my desires, my ambitions. So embrace, my friends, the mindset of growth and continuous improvement. Understand that we're going to have setbacks, we're going to have failures, but they're not really roadblocks, but they're valuable learning opportunities. Some people I know are afraid to fail. And we know we fail, we learn. And then you have to believe in your ability to adapt, evolve, and you can conquer any obstacles that may come your way. And when you adopt a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, you will be empowered to face challenges head on. And that, my friends, will propel you into success. So here's your action item. Take a few moments each day to affirm, yes, your belief in your ability to grow and learn. Challenge any negative self-talk and replace it with more empowering statements and replace them with your positive aspects. And surround yourself with positive influences, whether it's a book, whether it's a podcast, or whether it's like-minded individuals, or maybe it's a coach. But your mindset, it all begins with a strong mindset. So number four, I want you to take action. Take action to create some momentum. Because ambitions without action are merely wishes. So step out of that comfort zone and take bold, intentional actions that will move you closer to your desired outcome. And break down those big tasks into smaller, more manageable actions. Again, no matter how small. And celebrate each victory along the way. So here's your action item. Identify one action that you can take right now to make progress towards your goal. Is it go out for a walk? Is it buy healthy food? Is it read a book? Is it read an article? Is it listening to a podcast? So commit to taking consistent action. As I said, reading a book, attending a workshop, reaching out to a mentor, apologizing to someone that you had a bad relationship with. Simple things. And your world is going to open up when you switch that level of thinking. And by the way, we have the power to dial up or dial down that power within our mind. And we can dial it into positive and we can dial it into negative. So what do you choose to do? And the fifth thing I want to tell you today is to find an accountability partner, because accountability plays a critical role in achieving your ambitions. Find a trusted individual, a friend, a business associate, a colleague, a coach who can hold you accountable and support you on your journey. Again, it could be a mentor, a friend, a like-minded peer, someone who shares similar ambitions. Together, you can provide mutual encouragement, mutual support, you can cheer each other on, and you can celebrate each other's successes. So your action item, go find someone. Go find someone. Reach out to someone you trust and share your ambitions and goals for the year. Will it be a little uncomfortable? Yes. But here's what happens. When you say it out loud and you keep saying it and sharing with someone, it is amazing what's going to happen to God, the universe. They're going to respond. They're going to conspire to get you there. And so when you're finding someone to hold you accountable, establish a structure for regular check-ins, to review your progress, to share some of the insights, share what you've learned. It's a great time to have a partner to help you. So today I just want to say, welcome to 2024, time to get busy. The dawn of a new year, my friends, is an invitation for transformation and growth. It is a reminder that we have the power to shape our destinies, and fulfill our most profound desires. So embrace your ambitions. Set up routines to support that. Set goals that are clear. And cultivate a growth mindset and take consistent action. Believe in yourself. Believe in your ability to achieve greatness. This year, you have the opportunity to unlock your true potential and create a life and a career that exceeds your wildest dreams. Now, the path may be challenging at times, but with determination and perseverance, there's absolutely no limit to what you can achieve. So harness the power within you. Step into your brilliance and make this year your most extraordinary yet. So let's raise your ambitions in 2024. Life is full of possibilities. Believe in yourself, believe in your capabilities, and go for it. So the question I have now is, who do you know that needs to hear this message? Go ahead now, hit the share button so you can have a positive impact on someone else. And that may be your accountability partner. Who knows? It's time, my friends. It's time to step into your greatness. So thanks for listening in this week. It's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. I have one thing to say to you. Stay focused, stay positive, always have fun, and no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, do it with passion.